is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is true, Dell. A 7-game losing streak is like losing 19 in a row. It's comparable in a regular season to lose 19 in a row. A 4-game losing streak is like 10 straight losses. So, by the same token, would you beat Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak with 23 hits?
No.
All right, never mind.
No, because the point of Joe DiMaggio's hit streak is how long it was and what he had to go through to get it done. We've seen
23 in a row in a regular season is like 57, 58.
I know. I get it, relatively speaking, but no one's going to credit you for that because we've seen 23-game hit streaks before. No, it's not the same.
I think it is.
Well, then you should try to sell that to people. When someone in the league goes for 24 in a row, just say they beat Joe DiMaggio. See how that goes for you.
Mm-hmm. Jim Crane says we're going to have people in the ballparks.
Yeah. And he obviously that's an opportunity to recoup anything that's been lost since the season has been delayed. That's why I know people, they see stories, like even Malcolm Jenkins was on CNN, I guess, this morning talking about how the risk has to be really eliminated before I would feel comfortable with going back. If you don't go back, Malcolm, they'll just play another safety in your place. So I get people are like, yeah, this player doesn't want to play, so we should just cancel the year, start back in 2021 when things are safe. That's not the money people are thinking. Unless there's a wave of players that say I'm not going to play, they're going to push forward. Jim Crane wants people in the building. The NFL wants to play. You can cancel a preseason game. You can eliminate practices as much. Whatever you need to do, they will try as hard as they can to get football on the field.
You know, one thing is that we're talking about D'Antoni, how old he is. What about Dusty Baker? I mean, they're not going to have near the regulations and rules and the bubble and everything else that the NBA is going to have. Dusty's old now. And for him to be around a bunch of guys that don't have those same rules and regulations, I'm watching Korean baseball dugouts, they ain't observing no social distancing.
Well, we said it. They don't have the problems we do in this society as far as numbers of cases. I mean, wasn't there going to be the guy sitting up in the stands socially distanced? They won't actually be in the dugout. Wasn't that one of the proposals? Because since there's no fans in the stands, at least unless you're playing against the Astros, put all the players in the stands so Dusty will be safer.
Yeah, but guys still coming in and out of the dugout. Well, you know, they're not going to be safe.
Dusty's going to have to wear a mask.
Dusty might wear a mask. You think D'Antoni wears a mask on the court?
You would think the NBA would put it in place that if you are not actually playing, you wear a mask. I mean, watch the other leagues that are actually going on. I mean, some managers don't wear a mask in the Premier League, but they don't have the same type of issues as far as cases currently going on. But some managers do. The training staff certainly does. If Mike D'Antoni, after his health report comes back and he is deemed to be at risk or even just his age makes him at risk, wear a mask. If you want to be on that sideline, because remember, Daryl Morey came out and said, if you try to banish older coaches, including D'Antoni, from the sideline, there's going to be a bit of an issue with it. If he wants to be there, wear a mask.
Yeah.
Make that alleged sacrifice. I don't even think it's much of a sacrifice. If you plan to coach your team like you normally would, wear a mask.
Right. Well, Dusty's mask have a tent like Poke so he could chew a toothpick? The answer is no. Dusty can't chew toothpicks this year. By the way, it could choke him. No, we're not going to let Dusty do that.
Or sunflower seeds.
Nope, nothing.
Or chewing tobacco, nothing.
Oh, man, look, Garrett, my little buddy, Garrett Holcomb, is tested positive. Come on, Garrett, be safe. Be safe out there.
Who's Garrett?
Garrett was he was the poster child for the UCP when we did it. He was a great, great kid, and he came a bunch of times and to the golf tournament, and he's a great little guy, great guy, and he tested positive. Come on, Garrett, get through it, man. Let's go.
Speaking of more owners' mindset, Tillman, who is very vocal,
his birthday.
It's Garrett's or Tillman's birthday?
Tillman's birthday.
Well, he was on CNBC. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. He says, coronavirus is here to stay. That's why you've got to wear your mask. You can either panic and not keep playing games or send people home that are sick and keep playing. And that's what we're going to see is going to happen. I'm telling you, everyone who points to a test from a player here who's positive or a player here who's positive, you're not the money people. The money people, at least they're selling us on, they believe that this can be done, and the NBA in particular believes they have the safety measures in place. They're gonna do it until they can't, until there's an outbreak which deems the season over. That's why I'm, as much as people want to talk about how can you do it with the NFL and college football, until something makes them not do it, they're not going to just step aside and let Corona win.
No. No, we're not letting Corona win. We're not letting the Roni win. Sorry. That's not happening. The Roni is not winning. It's not beating us.
Well, it might, but they're not going to wave a flag until they have to.
Yeah. Listen. Lance McCullers was right. He was saying, you know, hey, we're taking risks here. And they are taking risks here, especially with Dusty, especially with the older equipment people, all the other guys that are doing this. But this is what they do. You know what? You can opt out. And if you feel like you should, I'm not going to hold it against Avery Bradley. That's great. Hey, Trevor Ariza, you want to be with your kid? That's great. You know what? You should. Do it. Opt out. If you don't feel comfortable, opt out. I'll be interested. And we see, you know, we've already seen some Lakers saying, now, Bertans, his is all about cash. I want my bag. But I get it. I get that too. Hey, I'm trying to get my bag long term here. Who was it that criticized? Oh, Evan Fournier. You got your money. Shut up, Evan Fournier. Don't talk about my money. I'm trying to get my money over here, and I'll do whatever. And if it means not playing over for 8 games, because that's all, and risking my health over 8 games, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not playing. So stop pocket watching Evan Fournier. But it'll be interesting to see how many NFL players are going to say, I ain't doing this. So there's already some pushback on whether or not the NFL is going to be able to go. But apparently not Tom Brady. They are so obsessed in Tampa, they've got helicopters over the high school practice field where guys are getting together, where Brady and the guys are getting together. Finally, Mike Evans was out there today, and they're all, oh, Mike was out there. It's awesome. Stop, okay? Stop. It's no big deal. Tom Brady was passing to Mike Evans, okay? Can we stop? They're excited about football in Tampa. Are they going to have a big letdown, Dell, or are they going to at the end of the season? Are they going to feel really good about their team?
I mean, they should compete. I don't think they're the best team in that division. I don't think they have the best quarterback in that division. So, I mean, Tampa, I understand the hype. They're going back to their glory year uniforms. A lot of positivity, but they're second best. And that probably means a playoff appearance. I don't think Tom Brady will be as average as he was last year or this past season because simply he'll have better players around him. But I still think the Saints are better.
Yeah, the Saints are better. Saints are better all the way around. Although, I'm telling you, Tampa's defense is going to be – this is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting to see how well how much better they'll play defensively since they're not getting stuck with fast changeovers, you know, 30 interceptions. You know how many times they got stuck in their own territory, piss poor field position because of Jameis? 30 interceptions, dude. you get rid of that, and you're going to be a much better defense, especially with a ball control, more ball-controlled offense that Brady's going to run. That's one of the reasons that the Patriots have looked so good defensively over the years and given up such few yards and points is because they weren't put in crappy situations for the most part and in a ball control offense. That's going to speak light years for Tampa. 1018 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
I think it's going to get off the ground. I don't know if it's going to stay on the ground, but we're going to do whatever. And you're going to follow the protocols, and it's no different than one of our businesses. If somebody's sick, you send them home. Everybody else watch themselves. You sanitize the establishment, and you have to move on. And if you're not willing to say, oh, my gosh, three people tested today from the Houston Rockets and three people tested today for the LA Lakers, everybody, those guys go home, and we're going to play the game. If we're not willing to recognize that that's going to be what happens, then we're not going to complete the season, not in football, baseball, basketball, or whatever. The coronavirus is everywhere right now, and we either have to live with it and go through our community. And like I said earlier, I know 100 people now that have it, and I knew nobody that had it 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. It's here to stay. That's why you got to wear your mask. And you can either panic and not keep playing games or send people home that are sick and keep playing them. And that's what we're going to see is going to happen.
It's going to be interesting if we see a star. Now, there might be. I mean, players get injured all the time. So, you know, that absolutely happens. And even great players get injured, and you know, and that changes an entire series. Kevin Durant changed an entire series, and it's happened over and over again. But now, will there be an asterisk because LeBron get test positive? I mean, does that change the narrative of this champion if a star, let's say, in the finals? Test positive.
Yeah.
Or right before the finals.
Yeah, it'll be worse as far as the Kevin Durant discussion. It's talked about, but Toronto's title is still considered legitimate. It's because the injury happened on the court. We all saw it. Mm-hmm. If it's something takes out a player due to a non-basketball related thing, of course, it'll change the complexion of that title. If the Lakers walk into a finals with AD and Alex Caruso getting a lot of minutes, however their backcourt situation, and Contavious Caldwell-Pope being your second leading scorer, yeah, it's not going to look the same for whoever beats them.
It'll be interesting. I'm reading a story here, CBS NBA dissected the Rockets' chances. And, you know, they got, you know, Westbrook, no other team, none of the teams that are close but not great teams, the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Sixers, the Raptors, the Heat. I put the Rockets in that, the Jazz. Are the Rockets all in? They're all in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's much difference between the teams you just mentioned.
No, but the difference is that the Rockets have two MVPs on the roster and none of those other teams do, which is true.
Yes.
And one, you know, now Russell Westbrook has to continue to play the way he did at the end, right? He can't revert back to 3-point Jack and Russell Westbrook, right? By the way, JT, there's a little acai bowl place right here, and JT was in there yesterday, and Russell Westbrook was there. And the girl behind the counter was like, I kind of feel like I know you, I've seen you before or something.
Did JT just smirk?
Yeah, I played for a local AAU, or not an AAU team, but a scrub team.
Semi-pro league or something?
Yeah, not semi-pro even. It was just a, yeah. A pickup in a pickup league.
It's got to be refreshing, though, if he can walk into a place,
yeah,
and the person doesn't really know who he is, so he doesn't have to see, yeah, that recognition that comes across someone's face, and then, oh no, what are they gonna want?
Right,
it's probably fun.
JT said that he talked to him. He had a nice, about 5 minutes. He was talking to him. He said he was cool.
Yeah.
He was great. So that was nice. He said it was neat.
Did JT was he wearing a mask?
Know that.
Did JT get Russell Westbrook sick?
Oh, what if he gets Russell Westbrook sick?
If we see something before they, you know, JT wasn't wearing a mask, and he's coming from a place where the owner is, well, at once was thriving. If your family ruins Rockets' title.
I don't know if...
You better ask.
JT was wearing a mask.
Or was Russ wearing a mask?
Frankly, JT hasn't been living with us for the last month.
Well, either way, as JT... Well, better off for him, I guess. As JT, was Russ wearing a mask, and was he wearing a mask? Because we got to know.
Because we
got to do some tracing if we find out that Russ tests positive.
I'm sure someone somewhere has been wearing a mask and still caught it.
No.
By the way... Unless you wear glasses and a shield, because you can catch the droplets in your eyes.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's so true. Just so everybody knows.
But it's
a mask is not like kryptonite.
All of a sudden, when your kid is in the crosshairs, all of a sudden the mask isn't that important.
No, it's a big deal. But you said, we have to find out where's the mask, because that automatically eliminates.
Yes.
No, it doesn't eliminate any possibilities.
Let's just be sure. Let's find out. For tomorrow, so we can dispel any notion that you just ruined a Rockets' chance at
the
title.
I'll ask him. Were you wearing a mask?
Or was at least Russ wearing a mask?
Right. So I'm reading this article anyway about – it's got Eric Gordon as the X factor. And, you know, kind of feel like that's true because Eric Gordon can't be – Eric Gordon, he had such a lull and he was so bad for – he can't be. Eric Gordon is a keep. If Eric Gordon is going to be your third best player, Eric Gordon better step up and be great. Eric Gordon needs to be a lot better than he. He's got to be a lot more reliable because he is. Let's face it, he is the third option. He is a guy that when Russ and James when they're double teamed or they dish when Russ drives and dishes, Eric Gordon's got to knock it down at a pretty good clip. Eric Gordon has got to step up for the money that he has made here. Eric Gordon has got to step up and be a key piece, because if you're going to go small ball and you're relying on that outside shot and the three and defense be damned and let's let him go inside and get twos. Well, Eric Gordon, then you better step up and knock down them threes.
Well, he's always been, no matter whether it was Chris Paul or now Russell Westbrook, he's always been that third guy. When one of the stars was off the floor, he was your second legitimate scorer. And it has always been not that he has been the guy who would determine wins or losses, but if he has an awful night, he makes it far more difficult for the Rockets to go win ball games.
Well, isn't that why, though, if Eric Gordon is your third best player, isn't that why they have never gotten over the hump?
I don't think it's the only reason, but it speaks to how tenuous their situation is. Now, they were built specifically to take out the Warriors, and they almost did it. We don't have to rehash what happened and what it did. But Eric Gordon was part of that 0-for-27.
Yeah, Ariza catches it the most for 0-for-11, and James catches it because it's, once again, James. But Eric Gordon's got to take his.
Yeah. So because of the way they're built and really the money they're paying Eric Gordon, he has to be a star. He doesn't have to be a superstar. That's Russ and James' job. But his contract demands he needs to be a star player.
Yeah. Well, and it sure would be nice if – okay, he's here. JT, were you wearing a mask when you tossed to Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook was wearing a mask.
Russell Westbrook was wearing a mask. Oh, you were too. They were both wearing a mask.
Thank you.
They were both wearing masks.
Yeah, we can.
So,
thank God.
So, eat that, Dell.
I asked. No, I didn't say he would get him sick. I just said we had to know. And thankfully, your son, your soon to be missionary son, was wearing a mask, and that's all we can ask for. Because as Frankie said, you can't be too safe.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't be.
So, thankfully, Russ and JT were both wearing masks.
Yeah. man, I don't agree with this. I just realized y'all talk about sports 99% of the time is negative stuff about sports. How about talking about positive things?
What sports and what positivity would he like to talk about right now?
Well, there is no sports, first of all.
Well, that's one thing. And the only
secondly, I got Lance McCullers winning 9 games, okay, out of 12. I got Verlander 12 out of 12, okay?
And if the Astros were playing, we probably would have a lot of positive things to say because they're a great baseball team.
Eric Gordon playing well for a change, okay?
Let me ask, I don't know who got at you about it.
That's Sean Harris.
But we've talked a lot of Texans, and what's so positive to discuss about them?
I got them. Are you kidding? 15-1.
Yeah, you got your pizza, I understand. And the Rockets have I wouldn't call it failure because they've gone deep enough in the playoffs, but this is a team who set themselves up to win a title, and they haven't done it yet.
Well, this is this is the first time I've been accused of being negative. I'm the one that's got the Texans offense being one of the best in the league.
Look,
wow.
There's all been a lot of Texans talk, and I don't know. You do like them this year. They haven't provided
like
a lot
I
of
positive. I think they're going to be better. I think they're going to be a better offense this year than they have been.
Well, I'm going to be negative. I disagree. We talk Texans, and there's not a lot of positivity. Now, when the Astros start their season begins, there'll be some positivity because I think we all think they're going to be really good.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, look at this. You think it's not positive? Outside of my dad, y'all have helped make me the man I am today since the 5th grade. That's Chase Hernandez.
Well, he's not talking to me. He's talking to you. And
he said, hashtag heroes. Just like Lewis said we were heroes, so does Chase. Okay? Chase says we're heroes, and thank you. Yeah, because we gave him positive feedback, Sean. Sean, if that is your name. I don't know why it wouldn't be.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Yeah. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. And Art wanted to thank JT. Please thank JT for me for wearing a mask while speaking with our superstar player. Shout out to JT. And then he said, please, baby Allah, never let Frankie Granato talk to any of our local pro players or Bree Berry. She could speak to Yankee players, though. Thank you. Amen. Frankie's catching it.
Well,
because Frankie caught it.
She caught it. Now, if some of the science is true, it won't matter who she speaks to because, right, she won't be a carrier anymore?
No, she's not. She can't, you know. So there, Art. Frankie can't spread it. She's not a super spreader anymore. Okay? Take that. So there's that. So, Frankie. Poor Frankie catching it.
Well, you do a video on ABC 13, you're going to become part of it.
Yeah, I guess you are. I guess that's going to be the case. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here in a hurry. I mean, I am. You know what? Sean, you're sadly mistaken about us being negative all the time. Sadly mistaken. I'm looking forward to our Astros, and I'm kind of looking forward to our Rockets now, too. I honestly, we joke, but no fans there? Maybe James plays with a little less anxiety in the biggest situations? I mean, is there any of that?
I would hope not, because some of his failures have come at home when everything should be for him. I won't attribute it to fans. I'll just attribute it to the moment. Do lack of fans means there's less pressure to perform in a game 7? Maybe. And if that's the case, it's a positive. But the Rockets will tell you James is just generally tired. And his reasons for not playing well in games is because he's tired, not because of lack of clutchness. But you know what? He's not going to be tired either because he's had multiple months off. I mean, I think these shortened years may play into the favor of both the local teams. We went through it yesterday with the Astros and the pitching staff and their older pitchers, and even Lance McCullers is a younger guy, won't have to go through an entire year and how good will he be when the playoffs roll around. The Rock's the same way. Younger legs, or well, older legs, don't have to go through how many months straight then go into a playoff series.
Yeah. Well, and the Astros don't have to hear the fans crushing them, you know. And you know what? I honestly believe that that would wear on them every time they're in the on-deck circle. Cheater, 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 cheat. Every single time, every single park. Now, it's still going to happen, but it's going to have to wait. But it is still going to happen that they're going to catch theirs. But hopefully by then the letter comes out and it proves that the Yankees cheat. And then we can stop all this.
Do you think that letter actually ever sees the light of day?
No, but if it doesn't, it's still hanging. It's worse. To me, it's worse. It's a possibility being worse anyway.
It only hangs over the Yankees' head for people in this city because you said it before. No one's talking about it.
Right.
So if it's
the Yankees again, though.
If you're looking for the Yankees to catch it, the letter has to come out and it has to be bad. Because if it always just is kept quiet, the only people here are going to reference it. Ain't no one else. Maybe Red Sox fans too, but no one else is going to be like, "Oh, remember that letter?" It's going to be forgotten.
Yeah, no, not for me. It ain't. Not to me. It ain't ever going to be forgotten.
Well, of course, because I'm saying you're here. So, but you don't cover the Yankees in a way that it's going to affect them at all, unless you get Aaron Judge's number and you start calling him a cheater.
Well, don't worry. That's going to happen every single time he's up. Every single time he's at the plate.
In 2021, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to the games. You know, we will have fans at Astros games.
No, but the Yankees won't be in town unless it's the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll have a playoff against the Yankees. How good would that be? We play the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Almighty Dollar says, of course James is tired in the playoffs. Them steakhouses take a toll on you. That's a reference to an earlier segment.
Them steakhouses are going to be brutal. They take a lot out of you, but and your knees ain't the same. Weakened knees, those steakhouses.
You know what? I think we should go to break on time here because we have shade to throw.
What?
Yeah, we had a short segment. I didn't want to bring it up, but we have a full segment, so we can throw some shade next.
You want to throw some shade? Let's go. You got some shade to throw at somebody. Did somebody wrong you? Did somebody misbehave? Did somebody sleep with your wife? Did somebody jaywalk in front of you while you were driving? Did somebody steal your credit card and go to Chick-fil-A? What is it? Anything. If you were wronged in any way, shape, or form, and you need to throw shade, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. Let's throw some shade. What do you got? What is it? Well, who wronged? We haven't heard from the warehouse in a while. Where's Meat Dilly?
¿Qué pasó, mi hijo? ¿Dónde estás, Irv? Let's go.
Well, you've called out Mito, and he happens to be on the line.
Mito's here? Good.
Yeah. So we'll see.
And where's Irv?
Well, we'll see. We'll see who else shows up. It's early. We got four calls already lined up, so people are ready to go.
So are you ready?
I am.
Well, let's throw some shade.
Throw some shade! Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, let's go. 713-780-3776. You got to bring it today. Let's throw some, make some shade. Who's first up?
Let's go with Elfrodo.
Elfrodo, what up, Elfrodo?
What up, boys? How's it going?
Good, man.
I'm going to give you some quick context, and then I'll dive right in, okay? So this week, I don't know if you guys have heard of Super Smash Bros. Melee. It is a 20-year-old game. A kid who's 19, locked up in quarantine, created rollback netcode for a 19-year-old game for users to play online. Nintendo of America still has yet to provide adequate netcode for their paid service for the current game, Super Smash Ultimate. As somebody who subscribes to this service, it is dog crap, Nintendo of America, and you should be ashamed of yourself that you got outwitted by a 19-year-old. It's disgusting. Shade throw.
Make some shade.
I didn't understand one thing he said.
Pretty much, I didn't get all of it, but from what I can tell, Nintendo has done a bad job with their infrastructure.
Okay.
And a 19-year-old has already bested them.
That I got. I didn't understand anything about the game.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I know of the game. I don't play it, but yeah, it's a lot of nerd talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up.
Let's go with A.
Mito A.
Hey. Man, this week say this to my manager, man. This jackass decided he wanted to go all over the place and party it up. And this dumbass caught the COVID, so now they had to shut down all the shoe store, my side hustle. Now I can't get no side money for all these bills, man. Shade thrown to that jackass.
Make some shade.
Nice job, jackass. 713-780-3776. You got some shade to throw? You can throw it at your wife. You can throw it at your boss like Mito did. That's not advisable. But let's go. 713-780-3776. Who's up?
Justin. Justin wants to throw some shade.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, man. George Wingo's catching it this week. They need to keep Astros out of their mouth. Worry about the other teams that are worried about cheating and everything. I don't even know why we'd be taking advice from or listening to people on the radio and let Pugs lick their legs during a broadcast anyways. That's disgusting.
No, I was watching. Go ahead.
Make some shade.
I'm watching this morning, and Golic Jr. wasn't on. Golic Sr.'s there, and the dogs are licking him today. I mean, they just go to town on him. I think the Golics are weird.
Do they smear peanut butter on their legs, both of them?
I don't know.
Is that a family tradition?
This was on his hand. He had his hand down there, and both dogs are licking his hand, Golic Sr. And then he goes and he touches himself with his hand.
You mean like on the leg, right? Or the
I don't know where. Yeah, he touched himself. Touching yourself doesn't mean in a bad place all the time, Tal.
I reject the notion that it's a bad place.
Well, okay. In a private place.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't know. You hear touch yourself. That's where my mind goes. Maybe I have a problem. Let's go to Slappy. Slappy wants to throw some shade.
What up, Slappy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Shout out to the Glory Boys. Man, I want to throw shade at this cancel culture, man. I'm a black guy. I love Uncle Ben. I love Aunt Jemima. I love this Butterworth. I don't know what's up with all this mess, man. We've lived there. We've done it. And it's this. Stop trying to cancel everything, man. If you want to change everything, hell, I'm black. I got a slave name. Sheila Jackson Lee, you got two slave names. Change it. If y'all want to cancel everything, just go somewhere else, man. I love America. Make America great again. Shade throw.
Make some shade.
Look at that. Look at that. He throws some, makes some shade.
It's hard to refute. I can't. I wasn't going to refute his entire point, just the Miss Buttersworth thing. You know, she's not canceled or anything.
Why can't Mrs. Butterworth? What?
She's not canceled.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. But he just said he loves her. He didn't say that she was canceled, too, though. He just loves all those old things
she's
that
super
he
thick.
Had as a kid.
Yeah, well, Miss Buttersworth is super thick, though.
She is thick. You know what? He ain't going to cancel Miss Butterworth. She's thick.
No one has a problem with her.
No. 713-780-3776. You got any more?
We got a lot more. We go with Dr. Dre on 290.
Whoa, Dr. Dre, what up?
Hey, how you doing?
No, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, I got a couple of shades. I want to throw shade at Frankie for bringing the Rona into the Granado household. We cannot let the superstar of 97.5 get sick, all right? The other two I got for Tucklahoma Mike and Josh Ennis, both of y'all can EAD, you racist race baiter. And I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I'm not going to refute Dr. Dre's shade, but I will say once again, when we brought this to the show, it wasn't just so you could take shots at people who work here. I mean, you could do it because that's kind of the rules, but
we can't. You can't refute.
Yeah, but the
I just thought the first part of his was perfect, but I don't. And the rest of it, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay? I mean, do what you'd
I'm not down with that.
Do what you'd like. It's just not. It wasn't. It's not here for that though. But do whatever, I guess.
Yeah, you can throw shade at Frankie. That's fine. Who's next?
Let's go with Thomas. Thomas is next.
What's up, Thomas?
Hi, guys. I want to throw shade at pretty much every major corporation that keeps sending me snail mail in the beginning of a pandemic. Why am I opening y'all snail mail that someone had to bundle up and open 14 things for 3 promotions and gift cards and crap when I don't want y'all's crap anyways? Can we go to like an email, please? I'm going to have to risk Corona thinking I owe y'all money, and then, oh, no, $300 gift card, whatever. Can Trump executive order that or whatever? Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I'd never heard the term snail mail. I don't know what that is.
It's regular mail.
But it's all.
That's what they call snail mail now, as opposed to email. Letters. Oh, things you get in your mailbox. That's
that's regular mail.
It's slow mail. Yeah, that's all.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. I just called it mail.
Yeah, that's what it was called until, you know, us millennials took over. Now it's snail mail.
Yeah. Well, I'm a boomer. Who's next?
Carlos.
What up, Los?
Hey, good morning, guys. This morning, my shade is thrown at John. John, when I was growing up, and my girlfriend, I had dating a girl, I would hook, you know, my homeboys with her homegirls. I look at Channel 13 every day, and man, John, hook your boy up with some of your girl's homegirls, man. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I'm not hooking up boys with Channel 13 females, okay?
Well, they're grown women, so it's not the same as like in high school where you pass a number.
Well, you
along.
Can still, no, but you can hook up your buddies.
That's
with.
True.
But, yeah,
but you don't think it would be,
I
would be good for you?
No.
You can hook up Bree Berry because that's – I don't even know if she's engaged.
No, she's married.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm just using a name that popped in my head. You can hook up insert random ABC 13 woman with a listener that you don't really know that much about because that seems like a proper way to go about things.
Yeah, Wendy'd love that. Let me hook up this single female from Channel 13 – with a listener that I don't know. That'll be great.
Carlos,
okay,
saying,
Los.
Look out for your boy. That's all.
Yeah, Wendy will think that's great. Who's next?
Jerome. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, yeah, I like to throw some shade at Jules. I was at the Butt Naked Club the other night, and she gave me a lap dance, and I gave her $10, and I didn't get any change back. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's another one I didn't understand. Who's next?
I can explain it. Let's go with James.
What up, James?
What's going on, man? I want to throw some shade at these boys at 24-Hour Fitness, man. I don't understand why every time I go to a new one, they think I can't hoop because I only got one arm. I'm throwing shade to everybody who discriminate against boys who got a disability and who can actually hoop. And more shade to the dude who I dunked on.
Ooh, I love that.
Make some shade.
I love that. Well, here's what the thing. Don't warn him, though, bruh. You go, oh, no, I can't play. All right, how much you want to play for? Let's go. You don't warn him. You're schooling the fish. Don't school the fish. You take advantage of that and put some coin in your pocket. Let's go. Don't school the fish. That is awesome. One-arm player. I watch for him at 24-Hour. Any more?
Do you want to go to OU, Mike?
Let's see. Dr. Dre called him out. Let's see. Maybe he's going to refute some shade. Let's see.
Yeah, I want to throw some shade at Nurse Dre under the bridge on 290. Your mom said to run some lube by my house. That'll make it a 5-gallon bucket, does it?
Throw some, make some shade.
I didn't understand that.
And some lube, so he's implying that he's having sex with his mom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Oh, okay.
I don't know their history, but apparently it's not a good one.
Yeah, what was the thing about the change at the lap dance? He wasn't that good, so he got change back?
Well, he wanted change. He said he gave Jules a 10, and he wanted change back, and she never did.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. That's what he said.
Okay. Who's Jules?
They're just the name of a stripper. I'm sure. at the place he frequents.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he wanted change. I got it.
Yeah, he gave her 10.
It was very confusing.
And she didn't bring back a couple bucks. He didn't say she didn't keep it all.
Okay, now I got it. All right, 10:55, ESPN 97.5. Some good shade today, though.
A lot of people called in. People are looking to get that shade thrown. And Raheel, our dearly departed Texan, says we should get that guy talking all the mess about being able to dunk with one arm. He needs to send a video to verify.
Yeah. Send it.
We'd
to
love
us.
To see it.
Yeah.
If you dunk on some dude.
Oh, Raheel. Oh, Raheel sounds like he's a little scared.
Maybe Raheel is the guy at 24 Hour Fitness.
Maybe Raheel's the one who got dunked on.
Who knows?
Maybe Raheel's his bitch.
Yeah, I don't know if that guy just films himself all the time, so I guess the guy would have to set up a camera and film, you know, dunking as opposed to, you know, film a 3-point shooting contest that you lose, like some people we know.
That I lost a lot of money on.
He talked a lot and got you hyped up, and you bet on him, and it cost you.
And it cost me. Thanks, Raheel, jerk. We're done. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is ESPN 97.5.